South Korean reports citing the country's fire agency says that most of the people on board a plane that crash-landed this morning are feared dead. And this video shows the moment that the Jeju airplane landed at the international airport in the southwestern city of Muan. It veered off the runway before slamming into a wall and was engulfed in flames thereafter. Officials suspect that a landing gear failure, possibly due to a bird strike, may have caused the crash. And they have reportedly begun an on-site investigation to determine the exact cause. The aircraft flying back from the Thai capital, Bangkok, was carrying 175 passengers and 6 crew members. South Korea's acting president, Choi Sang-mok, has ordered all-out efforts for the rescue operations and convened an emergency meeting. Jeju Air has apologized for the incident, saying it would do its best to manage the situation. And Lim Yun-suk has more on the incident.
This morning, a passenger plane carrying 181 people, including 6 flight attendants, veered off the runway and crashed at the international airport in the city of Muan, and that's about 288 kilometers southwest of Seoul. Now, this plane was arriving from Bangkok, and according to reports, most of the passengers on this Jeju Air, which is a budget airline, were South Koreans, except 2 Thai nationals. Now, videos shown on the local media here showed that the twin engine aircraft skidded down the runway with no landing gear before it slammed into this wall in an explosion of flames. Other photos taken near the airport by some of the residents there showed thick clouds of black smoke coming out of the plane, while there was another one showing the tail section of the jet engulfed in flames too. Now, the National Fire Agency says that the fire has been put out and they are still trying to pull people from the passenger flight. The firefighters and emergency vehicles have also arrived on site amid concerns that this tally could rise. Reports also saying that all domestic and international flights to and from Muan International Airport were canceled due to this accident. Now, meanwhile, the acting president, who's also the deputy prime minister and the minister of finance, Choi Sang-mok, has instructed the government to mobilize all available equipment and personnel and to make every effort to rescue lives, but also to ensure steps are all taken to ensure the safety of the firefighters and others during the rescue operations. Now, the Transport Ministry just gave a briefing saying this morning that an investigation team had arrived at the scene and they were trying to find the cause of this accident.